Percy Goring was Britain's last known Gallipoli survivor. Later in life, he called Bunbury home. Percy was born in the East End of London in 1894, and his hard upbringing may have accounted for his ability to survive everything that was thrown at him at Gallipoli. He fought with the British Royal Engineers, but spent the majority of time alongside the Australian diggers. Percy and his younger brother Les enlisted with the East Anglia Royal Engineers, 1914. In July 1915, he and the East Anglia Engineers arrived at Suvla Bay. Percy was in the thick of it even before they landed.
Shortly after 3 a.m, the ship anchored and we were in Suvla Bay. Beetles came alongside, now known as landing craft. Rope ladders were hung down the side and we had to climb down. What a job with all our kit and rifles. Two sailors caught us at the bottom to steady us onto the beetle. There we stood, parked like sardines for over half an hour, waiting to go, when the sergeant major leaned over the ship's rail and said, "Numbers 1 and 2 sections come back on the ship." Once again they had made a boob, as there was nobody left on the ship to unload the cargo. Back up we went and sat on the deck waiting for daylight. We were split up, half in the beetle and half in the hold. I was in the hold. As soon as the beetle was full, we came out of the hold and lined the rail to see what was going on. The beetles dropped their ramps on the beach. Troops came out of the scrub to unload them. A few minutes later, puffs of smoke appeared as shrapnel burst over them and the troops cleared off into the scrub. Johnny then increased the range with the high explosive shells. There were 6 minesweepers in the bay and he hit one of them. The crew jumped overboard and 2 minutes later all we could see was the top of the funnel and the mast. We could hear the boom of the Turkish guns, and it seemed a long time before the shell arrived. Next time we heard the boom, we all cleared round to the other side of the superstructure, just as 2 shells landed where we had been standing, and all the cabins that side were wrecked. They let the anchor go, and from the vibration of the ship, we knew we were on the move. The next 2 shells landed on the boat deck and all that was left of the boats was firewood. We were zigzagging away as fast as a ship would go, but it did not hit us again.
Percy Goring's encounter with the hell of Gallipoli was only just beginning. His story will continue in Our Wartime Heroes.